So Paul, talk me through how your preparations have gone for this year's event.
Everything's going swimmingly well, where the horses are in great form, had some good competitions, and all the training's gone to plan, so they're well and truly ready to have a great event.
You mentioned the horses. Tell us a little bit about the horses and their preparation for this year's badminton.
So we've got Kil Ronan here this year. He's number one, and he's an older horse now, so he hasn't actually done that many competitions in the lead up to this event. He did Fontainebleau 3-star World Cup, and that was great fun out in France. And he's done lots of trainings, but being an old, experienced boy, he doesn't need to get out and do a 100 competitions in preparation. And then we've got Indian Mill, who's at the other scale, who is a first-time 4-star, first-time badminton, obviously. So he's done a few competitions, and he's been in the naughty corner after one of those competitions, and he's also won a couple as well. So he's got fantastic form and fantastic ability, but it's his first time at this event, so it's a slightly unknown because of that.
For you, tell me in your own words, what makes the Mitsubishi Motors Badminton Horse Trials such a special event? I mean, everyone wants to win it. Tell me what makes it so important to you.
Yeah, badminton is certainly like the unofficial world championships of our sport every year, and it's probably because it's been the biggest and best for the whole the lifespan of our sport, really. So 67 odd years that it's been running here at badminton in Gloucestershire, and it's a very special venue, with the history and the tradition and the sheer size, like it's a massive event. There's so many people here, and everybody wants to be here. So all of those things combine to make it a special event.